How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, and on this Thursday evening, 2005, tonight we come to these microphones once again with a familiar topic. The topic that we talked about a couple of nights ago, and that has to do with the invasion USA. And we're going to have with me on the line, at least in the first hour, maybe beyond that, talk show host from Los Angeles, California, and that is Terry Anderson. And I've never talked to Terry before. You know, his program is carried here on Republic Broadcasting over the weekend. And he is a very prolific individual, from what I hear, very animated. And this topic has certainly risen to the top of subjects, I suppose, that have given him such cause for animation and outrage. And with me on the lines now is Mr. Terry Anderson. Hello, Terry.
Rick, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I could, don't ask me that question.
Don't get you started, huh?
Right, because I'll go on all night, as you know.
Buddy.
But anyway, yeah, good to make your acquaintance on
my
the radio
pleasure.
Here.
My
now,
pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about you, Terry Anderson, and where you're from and what kind of a talk show you do.
I'm from right here. I'm from South Central L.A., been here my whole life. I've seen them come and go. Now it's turned into the third world, but I through a long series of an odyssey, got on the radio, and I've been on, this is our fifth year on the radio now, and we talk exclusively about illegal immigration. When I first got on, we did other subjects. We talked about the Second Amendment and other important things, but it's all immigration now, 100%.
And I guess the reason is because immigration, or so-called immigration, is the topic on everyone's minds in your area.
Oh, absolutely, especially in California. I mean, all over the country now. It's where we're not exclusive like we used to be. Now we've got the Kentucky and the Carolinas and Indiana and Des Moines. I mean, everywhere you look now, they have all been invaded. And let's cut out all the extra stuff and all the lies and everything. We've been invaded by Mexicans. And we have some other people here, some Central Americans and South Americans. But 90% of these invaders are from our closest neighbor, which is Third World. And proximity dictates that Mexico will send the most people here, and that's what we've got. So let's not lie about it. Oh, they're from all over the world. No, they're from Mexico. Let's be real.
Very true. And, of course, even others have come up through Mexico from Central America.
Absolutely.
Particularly, you know.
And now we've got them coming through Mexico from all over the world.
Surely. Well, when we come back from our first break, I want to get right into this topic with you and just how bad things are where you are, and we'll talk about where we are here on the East Coast, and we'll invite callers to get online and ask you questions, all right?
Sounds good.
Stay where you are. All right, Terry Anderson is our guest tonight, and we're talking about our favorite subject, Invasion USA. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and we will return in just a few moments. Remember the phone number, toll-free, 800-313-9443. It's that simple. Get online, and we'll join you in just about 3 minutes from now.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch!
Yes, indeed, we are on. And we invite your calls tonight. Questions, comments for our guest, talk host, Terry Anderson. And our number here is 800-313-9443. You know, Terry, in most of the nation's press yesterday, this Los Angeles Times story came into our local newspapers. And, of course, it was headlined, Southeastern U.S. Attracting Big Influx of Illegal Immigrants. And in the course of the article, it went on to talk about the fact that according to a study by the Pew Hispanic Center, a nonpartisan research organization in Washington, also shows that for at least the last 10 years, illegal immigration has far outstripped its legal counterpart. Most of the country's estimated 10.3 million undocumented immigrants have arrived since 1990, the study found, and at an average of 500,000 a year. And essentially what they're saying is the immigration system is broken and it is very difficult to reform. Because after all, since we have so many illegals now in the country, how can we possibly send them back? You know, what happens is, as you know and I know, illegal immigrants give birth to children who are then considered to be U.S. citizens, and that is a major problem, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, we've got people here who are citizens that shouldn't be. The 14th Amendment was never meant for the children of illegal aliens. But, you know, a lot of times in this country, we aren't deporting the people we need to deport, but we are deporting people every day. And I know a few people on the inside, and they tell me that a lot of these parents with American-born children are deported. And they are given a choice. Take your kid with you or find somewhere to leave him because he's an American. But you're going. You are leaving, and they deport them. So usually they take the child with them. So it's not one of those things that will keep them here. Now, that will allow this child to bring them back when he's 18 years old legally. But for the next 18 years, that these people are put out of the country. So it's, you know, the children being born here is wrong. The 14th Amendment was made for the children of slaves, which my great-grandfather was a slave. And we have to understand something. This has been misinterpreted and needs to be readdressed at some point in the very near future, because it's a huge problem. Every one of these babies that's born is going to vote in the interest of a foreign country. They are not going to vote as Americans. Very few will.
Well, as a matter of fact, another article from the Associated Press also says that 187 illegal immigrants have been arrested here in my area, New England raids. And many of those captured, including 56 here in Rhode Island, had been ordered deported for committing crime. So, you know, they're basically these types of articles, largely, I believe, are put in the press because things are getting pretty exciting now for the Bush administration. Opposition to its policies, both abroad and here in the United States, particularly the border problem, have embarrassed this administration, and they're trying to show us that they're doing a good job after all.
Well, they're not doing a good job, and they need to be embarrassed. This whole thing that Bush does is just horrendous with this illegal immigration. Here's a guy that was not the governor of Rhode Island or the governor of Michigan. This guy was the governor of Texas, mm-hmm. one of the states with one of the biggest illegal alien problems in the country. So mm-hmm. he knows. He's seen it firsthand. In fact, he had a town down there, El Cenizo, Texas, that was allowed to ban English, actually, in all their government offices. Only Spanish is spoken down there. This happened under his watch. This guy sucked as a governor. He sucks as a president. I mean, that may anger some of your listeners. I don't care. This man is ruining this country. He has got a policy of hispandering to these people. What he's going to do is he's going to amnesty them if he gets the opportunity. He calls it a guest worker plan, but it's an amnesty. And he's going to let them all come in here and be free. We were promised, Rick, in 1986 that mm-hmm. this would happen one time. We're going to have a one-time amnesty. 350,000 people turned into 3.5 million. They said we would never need any more cheap labor. We'd have plenty. We'd never have any more illegal aliens. Well, guess what? We got 20-plus million right here now. Now, I was a very novice person when it came to being an activist at that time. But even I knew that that was ridiculous in 1986. And I knew then that if they amnesty those people, there would be more coming. And guess what? I was right. Ronald Reagan was wrong. Cecil Mazzoli was wrong. And now we're stuck with 20 million-plus illegal aliens in this country. And if we amnesty them today, 10 years from now, we'll have 40 million. It's never going to end.
You are right.
Crack down and say it must stop now. We must deport these people. And I don't want anybody to tell me, like O'Reilly says, well, we can't deport 20 million. Yes, we can.
And we must.
We absolutely can.
We must, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Just today, I received an alert, you know, concerning Senators John McCain and Ted Kennedy crossing the aisle.
Both brothers.
Yeah, right. Kissing and hugging and teaming up to introduce an immigration reform bill that would allow many of these so-called estimated 10 to 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States to get legal jobs and eventually become citizens. Now, both of these senators say they are rewarding people who really have broken the law. I mean, they know they've broken the law. George Bush admits they've broken the law. And then George Bush says, well, I mean, after all, I've broken the law so many times. Why can't anyone else do it? This is what it comes down to, my friend. You say, Terry? And we've got this problem where these politicians, I believe, are largely bought and paid for.
Absolutely.
And whether they're so-called liberals, so-called conservatives.
It means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. They're traitors.
I have a standard question that I have been asking for 13 years now. This is my 13th year in this immigration thing. I've been on the air 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked this question of the LAPD, LA Sheriff's, LA District Attorney,
mm-hmm.
Two LA mayors. I've asked it of two governors in the state. I've asked it of the House of Representatives when I testified there in 1999 and again in 2003. And in both of those testimonies, I asked this question directly and got no answer. And the question is this: as an American citizen, as a law-abiding American citizen who pays his taxes and was born in this country, what laws am I allowed to break? Give me the list so I will know which laws I can go out and break and at least have the same advantages as some illegal alien trash that's come to my country, broke a law to come in and breaks many other laws to stay here, mm-hmm. to work, to buy a house and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the laws that I, an American, can break. And not one time have I ever received any response, pro, con, or otherwise.
Well, that's not surprising to me, you know. We're used to it here, too. It's preposterous. And as I've said so many times, what is going on with America right now is a telltale sign of a nation that is in retreat, a nation that is sinking fast. And history will tell us that any nation that cannot control its borders and allows this malaise to continue cannot continue itself as a nation. It's just that simple.
That's absolutely the truth.
No, we are repeating history. We are, you know, doing what all of these other great civilizations did before us, and we are proving it. The politicians, when you become a democracy from a republic and you turn into a mobocracy, which is what it is, you pander to the special interest. The next thing you know, your country is the last thing on your mind. Your votes, your getting elected and reelected is primarily what's on your mind. This is the cause of the political malaise which we find ourselves in today, Terry.
Well, let me tell you something, Rick. I have a lot more in common with a Republican than I do with a Democrat, and that's because I align myself a little closer. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but I align myself a little closer with the original Republican ideology of being a little more conservative and not giving away the whole country. But I recently made a decision that I will, and I do public speaking quite a bit, at least, seven, eight times a month. Some in town, some all the way across the country. But I will never, ever again give a speech to a Republican group. I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my reason.
All right.
I have found that, and I've never spoken to a Democrat group, so I don't know. I imagine they're probably the same way. But the Republicans, who I used to respect as a party, are only concerned with one thing, and that is getting their people in office. They don't care about this issue, though they say they do. They claim they care about it. But as a party, all they're interested in is beating the Democrats. I don't care what party somebody is. If they walk the walk on this issue, Rick, and they talk the talk, and they do what they're supposed to do, I'm a very conservative person on all issues. But if they're with me on this, I don't care what they say on other issues. This is the number one thing facing this country, biggest problem since World War II. And if we don't address it, and we don't stop this partisan BS, we're not going to ever get this fixed, and all of the other problems that go along with illegal immigration are going to become huge and big, and they're going to blow up, and we're going to have a terrible, terrible country. A lady told me the other night at a meeting, Republican meeting I spoke at, she says, would you ever vote for a Democrat? I said, well, if they're all for, you know, fixing this immigration problem, yes, I would. Well, I would never vote for a Democrat no matter what. I said, well, there's the problem, lady. You are the problem. And that's why I will never, ever speak to, now I'll speak to conservative organizations, but I will not go into an organization that is Republican and speak there. I won't do it.
You know, I've given up on that. Maybe a few years before you, I decided to have nothing to do.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I told the world. Maybe you weren't listening at the time.
Man, you should have told
me.
But
about 30 years ago, I realized what was going on, and I said, I'm not voting for Republican or Democrat. I mean, look, you're talking to a guy who voted for every independent candidate. I voted for George Wallace only because I wanted states' rights, getting the government off our backs. I voted for John Schmitz, who ran against Richard Nixon. I voted for John Ashbrook, you know, not Ashcroft, John Ashbrook. So you're talking to a guy who agrees with you fully on that, Terry. All right. When we come back, we'll entertain a lot more of what's going on in your neck of the woods and our callers. Stay tuned. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here, reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation, thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today, and be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
That's right. Hey, Rick Adams here. I wish we could depopulate America of illegals who are climbing into the country, running in, jumping in, crawling in, and finding any way to sneak in the country. My guest tonight is Terry Anderson, talk show host from Los Angeles. And Terry, before we take callers tonight, let me ask you, how bad is the situation where you are from? South Central Los Angeles, is it?
Right.
I mean, how bad is this invasion? Because people in other parts of the country may think, well, there's a few crossing the border, a couple of gangs committing crimes. I got a feeling it's a lot worse than that, isn't it?
It's a lot worse, Rick. First of all, our whole culture has been just totally shifted in favor of these people. They are the chosen people of the city now. Mm-hmm. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. Do you all see the demands they make at the school system when they go down to the school board meetings and with translators and make demands? They want Hispanic principals for their kids, and they get it.
Yeah, I've seen that on some of the videos by John Clark. We've had him on this week too.
We had no money in the city to get school supplies, science equipment, sports equipment. None of that. We had books. None of that. All of a sudden now, L.A. City schools are building 160 schools between 2002 and 2012. They're shooting for 160,000 classroom seats. They're shooting for that by 2012, and they estimate in 2012 when the last school is built they will be 44,000 seats short. Now, having said that, where did this money come from all of a sudden when it was black kids and white kids and even American Hispanic kids who needed the books and the equipment and things? Oh, no, we have no money. But now we get this huge influx of illegal aliens who come to our country illegally, and guess what? All of a sudden we've got all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And you go around some of these schools, Rick, it's unbelievable. Within a one-mile school radius, you'll find 5 and 6 new schools being built. They're building them on all sorts of small lots, going up with them 4 or 5 stories. They're going down with 2 and 3-story basements. They're putting them anywhere they can get land at a reasonable price because there's so many of these people here. Right now, our kids are getting a half a day's education because these bilingual classrooms, they don't put these kids by themselves. They throw them in with the American kids. The American kid has to sit there when the teacher struggles with these kids all day long to teach them something to learn. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, what happens to that American kid? And who speaks for him? Who stands up and advocates for that American kid? We've got all these racist organizations, plus the teachers union here in L.A., mm-hmm. plus the ACLU, plus the stupid Urban League and the NAACP, who will advocate for the illegal alien child, but nobody stands up and talks for the American kid. Mm-hmm. That kid's got nothing going right now, and he's coming up short. Our job market, Rick,
mm-hmm.
16, 17-year-old black kids in the inner city where I live here can't get McDonald's jobs because they don't speak Spanish, and that would throw off the continuity of the kitchen, which is Spanish-speaking. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a kid, fifth generation South Central L.A., can't work in the neighborhood McDonald's because he doesn't speak a foreign language. You won't find black bricklayers or white ones or even American Hispanics for that matter. Bricklayers, drywallers, roofers, body and fender, all of that's gone. Everybody doing those now is illegal aliens who speak no English, and they're doing it at one-third of the cost. In the 1970s, body and fender men were making $24 an hour. It's $8 to $10 now. If mm-hmm. you can get a job, and you can't get the job unless you speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
That's
now,
what's going on in this city.
In addition to that side of the coin, if you flip the coin over and look at the negatives in terms of what this illegal process is costing the taxpayers of your community, you have to consider the hospitals that have gone out of business, the
yep.
enormous cost to health care plans. These teachers' unions make me laugh because, you know, they are the first, and in our community too, always thumbing their noses at the taxpayers
oh, yeah.
and demanding that they have almost all, if not all, of their health benefits and their retirement packages kept in check without any changes. And yet here they are advocating, these union heads anyway, not necessarily the teachers, but the union heads are advocating for an activity that is totally illegal, bringing people into the country, putting a greater burden on the taxpayers. It doesn't seem to make sense.
There you go.
I mean, their activity is one big major contradiction. They are contradicting what they say they have stood for. And you know what? It's not just the public sector unions. Now, as you know, private sector unions, what's left of them, have come out and jumped on the same bandwagon, Terry.
It's always
done the same thing.
It's been that way forever, and it's getting worse now.
So I can imagine Los Angeles now has to be just, I mean, it has to be a frightening place to live.
It really is, and we are the it's like being in a siege. The schools now, the schools have had rioting for about 10 years, Rick, and
mm-hmm.
and the, you know, the Alphabet News wouldn't report it. High schools, junior high schools, rioting like crazy, race riots. Now, all of a sudden, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, that's CBS, NBC, ABC, are reporting it. Locke High School, Jefferson High School, which used to be 96% black 15 years ago, is now 94% Hispanic. Manual Arts High School, Dorsey High School, Crenshaw, all these ghetto high schools here now are having race riots every day.
It isn't a pretty picture. All right. Thank you, Terry. Stay where you are. We got to take a break. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with our guest and your calls. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, thank you. We are back in the second half hour of the program. And your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, is with another host from Los Angeles, and he is Terry Anderson. And no, it's not Terry Anderson, the fellow that was one of the kidnap victims in the Middle East, I believe. Is that right, Terry? You're not the same guy, are you?
I'm the real guy.
Huh?
I'm the real one.
You're the real Terry Anderson?
I'm the real one, yeah.
You weren't working with the media then, huh?
No, he's a little younger than I am, if I remember right, yeah.
Right, right. And Benjamin Weir and others. All right. Anyway, we won't get into that right now. But
that was some story, though.
Yes, it was. And yeah. We will take some calls now at 800-313-9443. That's our number. I have a lot more questions and a lot of good, I think some good controversial questions that need to be addressed concerning these groups and what's happening within America as well. So let's take some calls. Margie in Alabama. Hello, Margie. You're on the program with Terry.
Good evening, guys. I love you to death, Terry. I've listened to you as much as I can.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I really do admire you and what you say to the American people.
Thank you.
And what my problem is, or my dilemma, is I was told today by my senator that the problem is too big and that we were going to have to just bear with it through the conversation that I had with him. And
this is a U.S. senator?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Shelby.
What an idiot.
There is no way we can gather them all up.
We can.
And ship them home.
Let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
1954, we had no computers. We had no internet. We had very little in the way of technology compared to today. And our president and our Congress at that time, Eisenhower and our good president, and the United States Congress decided that illegal immigration was a problem. So they got a thing called, this is the true name, it was called Operation Wetback. And Operation Wetback, you can go on the internet and look it up. It was a real activity by the Border Patrol, and they rounded up 1 million people in 1954. I was 5 years old at the time. Okay, that was 51 years ago. They were able to round up 1 million people. Now, if they could do that in 1954 with all the technology and resources we have today, are you telling me we can't get these people? There has to be a will to give them. The American people have the will. It's the politicians that don't. I hear O'Reilly say that all the time. American people don't have the will. Well, why don't you ask us, O'Reilly? Why doesn't the government ask us? I would guarantee you 80% of us would say, yeah, let's go get them.
Well,
they have,
polls,
by the way. They have in the polls.
Say
yeah.
The
sure.
polls say it every single
sure.
time.
So that's what I'm trying to say.
So your senator is a wimp, and your senator is not aligned with the rest of us, and as my senators aren't either. So it's
actually, you know, he was being very honest.
Yeah, but
I mean,
he wasn't.
It wasn't that I was, you know, he wasn't, because Shelby's been standing up, and he has been with four of the other ones that have been trying to do this. And
well, what kind of answer is that to give to a constituent who says there's a problem for you to say, well, there's nothing we can do? There is things we can do. And to me, I mean, he may be the greatest guy in the world, but on this, he's a wimp.
Well,
this is not the way to be.
He said with the way the Supreme Court was going, with the ACLU, and he says, Margie, you know as well as I do what's going to happen. And I thanked him for being honest.
Well,
I mean, usually they would
honest.
Give me a song and a dance.
I thank you for being honest also, but I would ask that an employee of mine fight a little harder for what I want rather than just throwing in the wet towel.
You know, he told me, he says, well, you just keep on talking and you just keep on phone calling.
Now, but Margie, how does he tell you to do that? In one breath and the next breath he's telling you, well, you know what's going to happen. That's no way to get somebody to keep fighting.
See, that's a politician and that's
thank
a democracy.
You.
Democracy is so bad because all they're looking at is let's look at the numbers and let's look at the media. The media in this country make the government, and no one wants to be politically incorrect. No senator wants to be called a racist or a homophobe or someone who's against illegal immigration. They're all frightened to death of the perception factor, and that affects their electability. So
yes.
They're looking over their shoulders. They're looking up and down. Is this going to hurt me politically? But he's telling her, Margie, if you just get enough people to march in the streets and take a stand, then I won't look so bad. Then I'll stand up for America.
That's exactly what he's saying, Margie. That's what he's saying.
I understand.
Margie, I understand you applauding his honesty, but I would want him to have a little more backbone than that. Let's fight. This country was built on fighting. You know, honesty is fine.
Okay.
Let's stand up.
Terry, you say fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're meaning the Million Man March? Are you meaning the guns? Are you meaning the vote? What are you meaning when you say that?
I'm meaning all
just
of the
being a little old country girl out here.
I'm meaning all of the above, Margie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whatever it takes.
Because
that's
I got
I'm
grandkids and I'm worried for them.
I am too.
You know, and I just don't know what to do.
I am
sometimes
too, Margie.
I feel real helpless.
We all feel that way, and I'm right in the middle of it, and I feel that way sometimes too. But I've got these grandkids too, and I'm worried about mine. I'm worried about yours, and I can't look them in the face. You know, someday Margie and Rick, these grandkids are going to look at us and say, "Good Lord, Grandma and Grandpa, what did you do? How did you let this happen?"
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to understand that our politicians were weak and that we let them have it in their hands and they didn't take care of it. All they're going to look at is us and say, "Why didn't you do something?"
That's right, politicians. Will only do what they can get away
That's
with.
Right.
They will never morally take the right stand because they're not for justice, they're for themselves. Politicians are simply looking at the next election.
Well, I want to say God bless you guys because you do give me hope when you're out there talking
you,
on the radio.
Thank you.
Margie, let me just say, if I may say one more thing to you before you leave. we can win this thing. I mean, I don't know about California. That might be a bit much. But the rest of the country can be fixed. We've got to keep this pressure up. We've got to keep it up. You know what 245I is? Mm-hmm. 245I was a bill that it was a thing that was in place
mm-hmm. yep.
where an illegal alien could step up and give $1,000, pay $1,000 fine and be made legal. Now, most of them never even paid the fine. They just kept owing it. But they signed a paper, and they were legal under 245I. We got rid of it. And the Democrats and some of the Republicans are trying constantly to bring it back. I use this as an example. Do you know how many times that the American people have beat this thing back? At least 10 times in the last 2 years. We've called these people, we've put pressure on them, and we've gotten rid of them. Why don't you think George Bush has gotten an amnesty so far? He wanted to amnesty those people the day after he got elected in his first term, but we haven't allowed it.
That's right.
We have not allowed it. We have,
well,
we have kept it from happening.
I'm terribly embarrassed with him. I can't even call him my president. I'm really embarrassed with him.
But do you see my point?
I want you guys to know that you give me hope.
Well, that's
you,
good.
You men are out there. And
we will
when
fix
I hear
this.
Your words, you give me a lot of hope.
We will
well,
fix
thank
it, Margie.
You. Thank you. Remember, with Christ, there is hope.
Amen
with
to
God,
that.
Remember, one with God is a majority, and
yes.
that's all it takes.
And God bless us.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Keep your chins up. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Yeah, that's what we're all about. We're fighting Americans. We're not going to lay down and let this evil take over the country and let these politicians get away with it. I want to hold their feet to the fire, and more than that, I want to put them in the fire, you know?
Absolutely.
All right, Terry, let's take some more calls. Let's see now. We've got Doug in Texas. Hello, you're on the program, Doug.
Yeah, hi, Terry. Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I've heard you on Alex Jones' show, Rick's show, this show, that show, another show, and I'm very impressed with your abilities and your what you're doing. And
thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
You prove that black people can speak English.
Well, a lot of us do.
Very well.
A lot of us do, contrary to popular belief. A lot of us are very educated. I'm not. I have a high school diploma. But I think I have
I'm glad you didn't go beyond that.
Oh, yeah, that'll ruin you every time.
I know.
But
you don't want to be a PhD.
I think I have a certain amount of common sense that I try to use in my life every day. And there's a lot of black folks who are educated, and there's a lot of white folks who aren't. And as a result, it balances out. But you know, I don't get paid for this. I do this because somebody's got to do it, and nobody else wanted to do it.
That's right.
So I stepped up.
Okay, Terry. I heard Rush Limbaugh or whatever you want to call him was absent, and then he has Walter Williams, who is 10 times better than he is. And I say better than, I don't think he can be much more of a prostitute than Limbaugh is.
Bush
drug
Jr.
addict prostitute. Bush. And then he had, his friend Tom Sowell on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, those guys can get it down. But, they can speak perfect English and make perfect sense and this and that. The other.
You wish they would take over for Rush, don't you? Huh?
Well, I don't speak perfect English all the time, Doug, but I debated Alan Combs once on the phone for an hour. We did a show up in the Santa Clara, California, and he happened to be there on a book signing tour, and they got him to debate me on illegal immigration, and I said ain't and a few other colloquialisms from time to time. And Alan Combs told me, he says, boy, I can see the level of education I'm dealing with here. I said, well, you know what the difference in that is? I can go to night school and become educated, and you'll still be an idiot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't fix what you have with education. You're going to be a fool no matter how much you get. Did he take offense at that? But my point is, if you have no common sense, you're an idiot. And that's the problem with a lot of these educated people. They have nothing. All they know is what they read in those books, and they got a PhD and an MB and a JA or whatever these letters they are, and you ask them to pick up a wrench and take a tire off a car, and they look at you like you're nuts.
We're in total agreement. We are in total agreement, Terry, and I appreciate what you do, and you perform great service, and I'm sorry you had to stoop down to going on Rick's show.
Well, you know, you do what you can. You got, everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, Doug, thanks for your compliment.
Oh, your fans
right.
love you, Rick.
He's a hot ticket, yeah. But you know what I wanted to say? He touched on something before we get to the next call that I'm going to bring up because I know that I've heard this invective and I've heard it brought up many times. I'm sure you've heard it many times, being where you are and being who you are, and that is that there's this enmity now between many of the illegal immigrants, so-called, in the Hispanic community, between them and the black population or the Asiatic population.
It's huge, Rick.
Yeah, and they're saying you're the problem, you're the racist now, you the blacks are the racist, you know, you've replaced whitey. That must pretty much rub you the wrong way, I imagine. It would me.
Does. Rick, we've advanced in this country quite a bit. Black folks have.
We've all advanced in the sense
sure
that we treat each other as people,
absolutely,
rather than as cattle. You know,
right? But we were behind. We were under the gun for a lot of years. We had Jim Crow and slavery and all that other stuff. But we came a long way with the help of this country. America decided that it was going to be fair, and we progressed a lot, and we got a whole lot of. Of things that we didn't have before. We got freedom and respect and other things. And we were coming along just fine. And our little piece of the pie was getting bigger and bigger. Well, guess what happened? In comes the illegal aliens. They walked in right across that border and said, you know what? We're minorities too. We want a piece of that pie. Well, our piece wasn't that big anyway.
Uh-huh.
They took that and cut it in three pieces and took two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got a little bitty piece, and it's getting smaller and smaller by the day. You know, even Rick, even the people who I'm not for affirmative action,
mm-hmm.
but even those black folks who are for affirmative action, I tell them, how are you going to be for affirmative action when you let some guy walk across that border from Mexico and claim to be a minority, or some Korean guy gets off Korean Airlines this morning and walks in today at 1 o'clock and gets an affirmative action job? What right do they have to it
mm-hmm.
when our people were here for 400 years and these mm-hmm. people just walked in and get the same thing we get? Why aren't you screaming about that since you love
mm-hmm.
affirmative action so much?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't get one word from them.
And you know, the real thing that I think grates most people is not even the fact that, okay, they want to be treated as equals and so on and so forth. The real issue here is they are unassimilable, and they say they are unassimilable.
And
they will not change the language. They will not learn the American. Yes, exactly.
Yep.
That is the balkanization of our country.
Yes, sir.
Right there. And it's divisive. It's not uniting. It's dividing America.
You're a pretty smart guy, Rick.
Well, that's because I didn't go to school.
There you go.
No, I'm only kidding. Actually, I did. And in spite of my education, I can still think.
Well, you know what? You know what? There are two new four-letter words in this country, and I can say them both on your show.
Uh-oh.
Multiculturalism,
yep.
Okay, and diversity. Those are four-letter words.
Mm-hmm.
We should be concentrating more on what we have in common than our differences, and celebrating our differences, especially here in California. Now, Jefferson High School, I told you, was 95% black. 15 years ago, is now 94% Hispanic. They have all these diversity celebrations. These
mm-hmm.
kids are rioting every day. And one black woman stepped up and said, you know, maybe we're going about this wrong. Maybe we should be celebrating what we have in common rather than what we have different.
Mm-hmm.
And she's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids don't want to assimilate because their parents don't want them to assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to keep the culture. They want them to keep the language. They want them to keep the customs. What I say is, if you want to live in Mexico or El Salvador, go back to Mexico and El Salvador and build a country that you will not run away from.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well put. Well, we've got Rodney on the line now before the break, and let's say hello to him in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Well, good evening.
Yes.
How much time do I have?
Well, you got about a minute before the break, but then we'll have plenty of time after.
Okay. Well, once again, I appreciate Terry Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, man, you are a fireball.
No. I open my mouth and it comes out, Rod.
Well, it's good because this lady from Alabama, she called and she was talking about her senator being honest. I don't think he was being honest.
Why would you say that, Rod?
Well, first of all, I dare him to put what he said to her in writing. Do you think he would do it?
I doubt it.
I don't think he would ever put what he said to Margie in writing.
Not that explicitly, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, today I'm reading in the St. Paul Pioneer Press newspaper out of Minnesota, Terry, that the Canadian border people up there are complaining that they're not getting help from their American counterparts on the 4,000-mile stretch of border up there, and they're complaining about that big time. So, I mean, and one of their points is that, you know, they raised such a stink about, you know, security after 9/11, and yet they're not getting any help. And I think I talked with you yesterday, Terry, and it was reported that these people, I'm talking about the Border Patrol people, have been ordered by George Bush and his
people
to stand down.
Yes, sir.
And that, this report from the Canadian border people, that in my mind, that confirms it.
All right, stay where you are. We've got a break, both of you, and we'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, and welcome back, my fellow Eloi. Yes, sir. We are the cattle, and we're being led to the slaughter, I'm afraid. All right, Rodney.
Machine.
Huh?
The time machine.
Yes, indeed. That's what we're in, the big time machine here. We're heading downward in time, not upward. But anyway, Rodney, you're still with us. Now, what was the point that you were trying to make with our guest host tonight?
Well, I was basically saying that the Canadian Border Patrol people have reported today that that they're not getting any help from their American counterparts on the border. And this kind of ties right in with a report that I had heard that not only is the border up near Canada and the border down on you know, Mexico and the bordering states are having problems, but you know, there was a report that George Bush had ordered these people to stand down.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Terry about this yesterday when he was on John's show, and he said he had heard something through some people anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to ask you about an incident that took place out in is there a park in L.A. called Baldwin Park?
It's a city.
Baldwin, okay. Well, anyway, I had heard that they had a demonstration of some Mexican illegals in which they basically had signs and were burning American flags and signs reading Whitey or Europeans go back to Europe and this sort of thing. And I confronted a reporter from Los Angeles on this on a different station named John Curtis. I asked him about it, and he tried to downplay it as, oh, well, this sort of thing takes place all the time. It's no big deal.
Well,
I can get your response on that, Terry.
That's a huge lie.
And did that actually take place?
It took place. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a race riot, basically. It was all Hispanics who were coming out against the and you know, the our crowd that was there were blacks, Hispanic, white, Asians, a little bit of everything.
Right.
But the other side of the street was all Hispanic. Yeah, it took place. It was probably one of the worst incidents that's happened here this century. We had a real rough one I was at in 96 out in Westwood. And then I was in Garden Grove about 3 weeks ago. There was a real rough one there when Jim Gilchrist was speaking. So don't let them downplay this. These things are huge.
Well, just one final point here. I'm just wondering why this is being not covered or covered up by the media, because we get trickles of this. That should have been a major story. I mean, but I heard it through RBN. And I thought, man, if, blacks would have done that or a group of whites would have done that, it would have been on the cover of just about every major newspaper.
Oh, absolutely. You should have seen some of the signs out there. One of the signs, let me see, where can you go to read this? It's Kirkby, K-I-R-K-B-Y, .org, I believe, .com or .org. Kirkby TV. .org or .com. You can go there and see the actual footage of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they had signs out there. One of the signs says, I wish Osama would have had an atom bomb in one of those planes that hit the World Trade Center.
You mean to tell me?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Online.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going back out there on the 25th of this month, so we're going to see what happens.
All right. I'm also hearing out there that
Rodney, can you just stay where you are? And
sure.
let me impose on you, Terry. Can you spend a few more minutes with us?
Yeah, I can spend a few more.
Okay, into the second hour. All right, stay where you are, both of you. We'll be back with more and the second hour. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.